Hold on to Rambam. There's a ten mitzvim hayom kuchem, lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, roshechem, shivtechem, zikneichem, v'shoftechem, kol ish Yisrael. Tavchem, nishechem, v'gecho asher bekerv machanechem, v'chotei v'tzecha atshoev mimecha. It's a ten mitzvim. It says about the Torah, mitzvim, kederech, shenem, ar besinai, v'yisyatzu besachti sahar. Bo b'loshon amar kan atem nitzavim. So something unique about this loshon of yitzvot, yitzvot, right? Just as we saw by Sinai, by yitzvot tachtis har, so to also here in this bris, it says atem nitzavim hayom kuchem lefnei Hashem lekeichem da da da, right? What it says, the avrach of a bris. That's what it calls. That's what's happening. We're going to be over the bris. We're going to enter into a bris. And that's pasuk yud aleph. Avrach bebris Hashem lekecha v'al laso asher Hashem lekecha koris imcha hayom. Just like Sinai. So let's go back to Sinai for a second. It says Vayotze Moshe es ha'am likras Elokim. Right there in Brikot and Shmos Yotes. Right, likras Elokim. So even Ezra over there, v'nei you b'maimer haSinai, k'derech sheheitziv Moshe b'neihem b'shnas arboim b'korso bris imohem. So now the even Ezra is saying the other direction. I mean, it's not in my dinner. He's saying that what he called that the yisyatzu b'sachti sahar is just like Moshe was meitziv them b'shnas arboim. Because of bris imahem, so this hisyatzus is something kosher. The question is, right? The Baal Turim over here says that just like we find hisyatzus in Nitzavim, it's just like the hisyatzus in Maamar Sinai, and even Ezra says hisyatzus in Har Sinai, it's just like we see later in Heshe Heitziv Moshe Bneim, who's meitziv them. Further, Shmos of Dalet, this is in Mishpatim. Vayichta Moshe as kol dibrei Hashem. Vayashkem baboker, vayiven mizbeach tachas ahar, u'shemesrei matzeva l'shemesar shivtei Yisrael. This is describing the end of Parshas Mishpatim. We get back to the description of Matan Torah. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu set up 12 matzevos l'shemesar shivtei Yisrael for the 12 shvatim of Yisrael. Once again, a matzeva. It's interesting. Hisyatzus takes place here in Yitzhakim. Hisyatzus takes place at Maamar HaSinai. And not only that, but also Matzevos. And even the terminology that the Ibn Ezra used, Sheheitziv Moshe B'neim, B'shnas Arboim, right? Heitziv is like made him kill into a Matzeva. And Rav Yosef B'chor Shor, the Balei Tosfos says, Shtei Misrei Matzeva, Shetikein Mokom Matzavoson, L'chol Shevet V'Shevet, Kov Shenem, V'Yigbalte Es Ha'am Saviv, Shoyu Gimel Shvatim B'Mizrach, V'Gimel B'Mar, V'Gimel B'Tzofam, V'Gimel Dorah. So the Matzevos, right? Shemus Matzeva, he already called, are connected, the Matzavtan, L'chol Shevet V'Shevet. In other words, the way he has, the picture he has in front of us, is there's three Matzevos to the north, three to the south, three to the east, three to the west, yet connected Shivtei Yisrael. And he says, he continues what he called in the Chizkuni, he says, Shemus Rematseva, Kirchsi Vibalta es Aham, Saviv, Gimel Shvatim Mizrach, Gimel Bedarm, Gimel Mar, Gimel Tzapon, Keseder Shayu Bamidbar, Shruim Svivos HaMishkan. So the structure around Maamar HaSinai, they're standing there, kimatzevos as it were, and there are physical matzevos put there, yet what he called standing in front of each of the what he called the encampments. So it's just like, says the Chizkuni, just like when they traveled around the Mishkan. Just as they were what he called in the Mishkan later on, so to the word Maamar HaSinai. The fact is the next Medrash says that the entire structure of the way they travel around the Mishkan emanated from their experience at Sinai. But it doesn't say the experience of the way they stood around Sinai, but rather, right, because they didn't necessarily understand the full importance of why they were standing three to this side, three to this side, three to this side, three to this side. Yeah, and now we've got the Matzevos also in front of them, representative of each of the grouping, the three tribes to each, what do you call it, each wind. Medrash says, right, in Bamidbar, says the Raka Yani El Beis Hayayin. Bishash Nigla Kodesh Baruch Hu Har Sinai Yardu Imo Chof Beis Revovo Shel Malachim. Right, 22 10,000, ready court of Malachim. Shneamar, right, Shneamar, Shneamar. Rechev Elokim Ribosayim Alfe Shinon. Like Kulam Asuim Dgolim Dgolim. Shneamar Dogol Mirvava. Kevin Sharos on Israel Shehim Asuim Dgolim Dgolim. Ischilim Es Avim Le Dgolim Amra Alavai Kach Anu Nasim Dgolim Kamoso. So what do we got over here? We've got the Hitzyatzvut of Bnei Israel here in our parsha. Baal Torah says it's similar to the way it was in Sinai. The Ibn Ezra says in Sinai similar to the way it was over here. We've got Rav Yosef B'chor Shur saying that also those the matzevos are also part of this Hitzyatzvut. Three matzevos, yeah, at each recorded each wind representing of the three tribes on each side. The Chizkuni tells us that the way that Moshe Rabbeinu placed them, they didn't realize really for a while what the impact of this was. But he placed them around Sinai, yeah, is the way that eventually it would be around the Mishkan. And the Medrash says, why would they place that way the Mishkan? Because they saw at Sinai the encampments of the Malachim around the Kisei HaKavod, right, at the experience of Sinai. They said, we want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his Yatzvus. His Yatzvus. Right? Says the Sifsei Kohen, right? The Sifsei Kohen, not from Czechoslovakia, but the Sifsei Kohen from what he called from Tzvats. Says Matzati Kosuf, Ishal the global source. This is back in Bamidbar again. Sha'arba Dgolim, Haya Bechol Mapa Umapa Shel Haya Bechol Mapa Umapa Shel Degel Os Mi Osios Hashem. Right, the Arba Dgolim. Had a mapa, mm-hmm. right? Whether each shaver also had their own mapa is an interesting question, according to him, but it could be because you see in different portions each shaver had its own thing. But each of the golem had its own mapa. And in every mapa shall degel os mi osios Hashem. Degel Yehuda Yud, degel Ruven Hey, degel Ephraim Vav, degel Dan Hey. Right? In other words, they were what he called the osios of Hashem's name, each of the golem. The chol degel or degel who mushpa umamshich lo shefa meoso os, and each degel grouping of three drew its shefa from that os of the Shem Havaya. Zeus sod omro beosos leves havosam yachanu bnei Yisrael. Mineged, right? Zem mutam. What do you call? What are they? Mineged. They're mineged. What do you call? Kovar chol the shechina. The opposite of the shechina, right? And each what do you call? Each degel as their arranged according to their families, all the Jewish people, but their opposite would be called the makom, the Shechina inside the Mishkan, and it's from there that they derive their special shefa. Each degel receives its degel, its special shefa. V'chein amar bezor parshazu ayin sham zeu sod hakomas sefer Torah umarin kisivaso v'am. Right, and that's what he called. That's the recall. That's the sod of record of Hagva. You pick up the Sefer Torah, Umarin Ksivas Olam, and they show the person who's the Magbia shows the letters recall to all the people. The Vishyesh B'Sefer Torah Shishim Riba Osios, because in the Sefer Torah, I mean, again, how you figure it out? That's a discussion in its own right. Right, there's 600,000 letters. Israel Shishim Riba Neshamos. And in Israel, it's got 600,000 neshamos, right? The neshama mushpas mi'os achas. Every neshama receives its shefa. U'kishin ro'in osa, right? Osa os, mosheches la shefa ayidei osa re'iya, right? Matza min es mino v'neyor. It's like, what do you call it? When you have a mixture of two things in your adeya, and then you pour, what do you call it? Pour, right? You pour. You pour. an ingredient that's similar, right, to one of the things that was in the mixture before, it caused it to awaken. So what are we talking about here? Just very super briefly, what are we talking about here? We're talking about, let's just go over the points that we've said so far. It says in the beginning of the parasha, Atem nitzavim, you're standing. To be nitzav, it's not just standing, it's standing ready for a particular purpose. Right? You can find all different types of nitzavim in the Chumash. There's sometimes nitzavim, what we call it, to be nitzav for a positive purpose. Sometimes nitzav can be forgotten a bit for a negative purpose, right? But a person is waiting, yeah, for what we call to do something. Something he's pretty cool, he's prepared to do something, what we call something important. Something important. You find it in a negative sense, that dasan vaviram are find themselves, the term that's referred to them as sometimes they're nitzavim, they're waiting there to give an argument to Moshe Rabbeinu, or to declare, you know, some sort of declaration, you know, against Hashem or something like that. But the idea in general of nitzav is that a person is standing there ready for a particular record, ready for a particular job description, even one that he's waiting to receive from someone else, or one that he's going to implement himself, but he's ready for it, he's standing, he's in his position. So we mentioned that the Jewish people here in the beginning of Parsha, Tem Nitzavim Ayom, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, you are Nitzavim, right? All of you, and he delineates the different groupings in the Jewish people, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, right? All the different, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tavchem, Neshechem, Gercha, Asher, Bekev Machrech, Mechotev, Yitzecha, Choe, Vimecha. Right, your children, your wives, what do you call the gerim who have joined you, right, in the midst of your encampment, what do you call those, the wood choppers, the water drawers, every different echelon is mentioned. So within the Jewish people, that they're all standing here ready to go into the bris with Hashem. Right. So
not going to Eretz Israel.
No, we're talking about ready to enter into a bris with Brit Hashem. So the Balaturim, right? The Balaturim says that there needs nitzavim over here. The terminology nitzavim is here to use over here, just like it was used in what we call it in by Matan Torah. There it says by Yisyatzu b'tachti sahar. They were caused to stand what we call ready and waiting. Yeah, at the base of Har Sinai, ready for Matan Torah. And we saw that also that the Mefarshim brought down that the 12 monuments that Moshe Rabbeinu erected at the time of Har Sinai, right? In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, he tells us he erected 12 monuments, 12 matzevos. Those matzevos were meant to be parallel to the hitzatzvos, the standing and readiness of the Jewish people at the time of Sinai. And, right, their arrangement there at Sinai, the Mefarshim, we saw, recall without going over the names all over again, yeah, but the Mefarshim said that their standing there at the base of Sinai was just like they eventually were standing, encamped around the Mishkan. And then we saw the Medrash. The Medrash says that their encampment around the Mishkan, eventually encamped around the Mishkan, that was at the behest, it was at the request of the Jewish people, because they saw when the heavens opened up for them at the time of Matan Torah, and they saw the encampments of angels around the Kisei HaKavod, they said, we want to be like that. We want to be like that. So we have opening for us, before us over here, there is this idea of standing in readiness to enter into the bris. It's the same standing in readiness and the same verb as used l'hitzyatzev, right? L'hitzyatzev, be standing there in readiness. Yeah, that they found in Matan Torah. We find that even the matzevos, the monuments which were erected at the time of Matan Torah, 12 monuments, were parallel to the encampments of the 12 tribes. 3 to the north, 3 to the south, 3 to the east, 3 to the west, just like their encampments. And their encampments in general, were an attempt to emulate what he called the way of Malachim were encamped around the the Mishkan. So now,
what the monuments have to say on that?
The monuments didn't say; they were just the stones there, which is an interesting thing. This Lechora was the last time that Matzevos were used for a religious ceremony in Judaism. We know that, what do you call it, that the Avos use the concept of a Matzeva. Now, the Matzeva is not quite the same as a Mizbeach. In a Mizbeach, right? In a Mizbeach, so a person brings a Korban. And on a Matzeva, a person tends to pour, you know, they pour oil on it or something like that. Yeah, they pour on it. matzevas were used by the Avos, and the last time the matzevas were used as a, like I said, part of a religious ceremony was here at Har Sinai, and then afterwards it became usser, which we'll discuss in a moment. You can no longer use a matzeva. It's usser to use a matzeva. It now has become hated, right, in the eyes of Hashem, the matzeva. Interesting. How did it make this transition? It was beloved beforehand in the days of the Avos. At Matan Torah, they used them. Post Matan Torah, they become Aser. So look at this Sfas Emes, right, for a second. Just scooch over here. This Sfas Emes. So it says Bamidbar, right, also. V'lchei niten lehem adegolim. Remember, we said the Medrash said that the Jewish people saw the encampments of the angels around the Kisei HaKavod and said, we want to be like that, right? We don't be like that. And we also see the Derech Agav, that their being around the Mishkan, their encampment around the Mishkan, is parallel to their experience at Sinai, whereby Yisyatzu, they stood in readiness, yeah, around the mount. And so too also in our parsha here, Moshe Rabbeinu says, before you go into the bris, atem nitzavim, you're standing in readiness before you go into this next bris. So says the Sfas Emes. He says, l'chei nitalem adegolim. The Jewish people received the Degolim, right? But they traveled in the Midbar. They traveled with the different encampments. Three tribes in each encampment, four encampments, one to each wind, etc. So he says, V'chei nitalem ad-degolim. Koshakosav tehillim, chav vav. We say every day in Lam Natzeach. Naranana bishuatzecha. We will rejoice in your salvation. U'b'shem Elokeinu nidgol. And the name, right, of our God, we will nidgol. Nidgol, we will make digolim. Shem l'kin nidgol. Yimalei Hashem kol mishalosecha. May Hashem grant you all of your requests. So it looks like it sounds like free association, right? Like, what does that have to do with the price of eggs, right? It says the pasuk Naran Novish Osecha. We redeem it. We will rejoice in your salvation. Ubashem elokeinu nidgol. In the name, what he called, of our God. we will form a degolim, nidgol, we'll make a degolim, we'll make encampments, right? And then he says, Yimali Hashem, Yashem, fulfill kol mishalosecha, all of your requests. Hello? Maybe we'll have some time to talk about the price of bubblegum also. Right? Says the Sfas Emes. Well, what's this, the closure of the pasuk? Yimali Hashem kol mishalosecha. He says, Ki ikar mishalos ha'odam ba'olam hazeh leida alma nivra. The deepest desire of every person is to know, why was I created? For what purpose? Uma tikun amidoso ba'olam hazeh. And why am I standing here in this world? What am I here? To use the terminology, amidoso. Mm-hmm. Why am I standing here? What did you put me here for? Ukumo malachi asharis, just like the angels upon high. Every angel knows where he's supposed to be and knows what his job description is supposed to be. If you're no longer there, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. The only thing that can light my path, Rakal Yedei, or HaTorah, Nitan Lehem Adgolim, Shu Simanim Mitzirim Ladas L'Havim Kol Echad Shorish Mishmaso. So through the Degolim, through the aura of the Torah, I know what I'm supposed to do. So I have a little bit of what he called. The Torah tells me, what he called, tells me, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. So then I'm able to know what my job description is. So we have in front of us, like, sort of, we have this concept of being nitzav, of standing in readiness. We saw it at Sinai. We see it here in our parsha here, right, in this last bris before they enter into Eretz Yisrael.
How do the people see the goal and know what their purpose was?
We mentioned one of the portion before said that when they were encamped, every grouping of three tribes had a special flag. And aside from maybe the individual flags that every tribe had, but every grouping of three tribes, every gegel, had a unique sign. And on that sign, it had one of the letters of the Shem Hashem. Yud, and the other one had Hey, the next one had Vav, the other one had Hey. And they drew, as it were, they were encamped around the Mishkan, and they received, as it were, right, the emanation of Kedusha, I mean, as they encamped around the Mishkan, was drawn towards what their letter on their degel was. And through that, with being suffused, as it were, with that light from the Mishkan, from the Shekhinah.
How many names of Hashem did they get from the 12 letters?
No, just Yud Kei Vav Kei. Just Yud Kei Vav Kei. I mean, there is other discussion here, but we're not getting into it. Right? There's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what do you call it? Just as a so then it was like inside of them now. It was like it was clear to them. And so in our lives, the Torah makes it clear. We're not encamped around the Mishkan, right? He says the Sifsei Kohen, he says that's the Yisod of Hagbah, that the Magis is raised up so that everybody can see it, because everybody's got a letter in the Torah, right? And it's from that letter that his soul, right, is drawn. His soul is drawn from one letter. So when you pick up the Sefer Torah and everybody sees the letters of the Torah, it's as though the spiritual electromagnetic energy passes from the letters to what you call the person's soul. So fine. So at Sinai there was his yatzvus; they stood ready to receive the Torah. Here, right, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "You're all standing ready to enter into the new bris before going to Eretz Israel." The his yatzvus at Har Sinai was in the form of the degolim, just like afterwards they traveled around the Mishkan. And now you have the Mefarshim said, the Chizkuni, the Chor Shor, taught us that what that the 12 matzevos that are mentioned there, that were put up by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, is meant to be in linked and in sync with their standing ready, and so too the matzevos were put up as it were, yet as a symbol of their standing and readiness. So let's just look for a second. Yeah, what do you call it? It says Sefer Dvarim, Perek Tzayin. This is the Easter of putting up a matzeva.
Who's the Kiddush of the Sfas-Emes?
Sfas-Emes is saying that what? That what?
Each letter was their purpose?
Right, that we quote that the Sfas-Emes is saying that in the pasuk that we say every day is...
What pasuk is it? Rani?
No, in Lamaseach. Says we quote in the Perkhof and Tilim, between Ashrei and Volatzion, right? We say, Nuranabi Yeshua Secho, we rejoice in your salvation, right. In the name of our God, we will nidgol. We will form the degolim encampments. Right? Obviously, we don't have the formal encampments now. But we have recorders. That is, that's the way we see our tafkid in the world. Is to be like a degel, right? And then it says, Yimali Hashem kol mishalosecha. God should should fulfill all your requests. So the Sfas-Emes says, what request are we talking about here? He says, the deepest request a person has, yeah, is to do what his purpose is. What I'm to do, to know what I'm supposed to do and to do it. That sense of understanding of why he came to the world, and the sense of glorious, you know, satisfaction, recall that he's trying to do that. And that's accomplished when we, as a world, we have formed the gullim. We formed the gullim. Right? The Golem means that everybody's got his unique place, like we saw before from the Sifsei Kohen. Everybody has his letter in the Sefer Torah.
It's hard to make the connection.
What do you mean?
You see a flag, and from that flag, you're supposed to find out your...
Again, this is not looking, what do you call it, just, you know, you're looking at the flag of Finland or something like that, what do you call it. You're saying that the idea is that, what do you call it, that there is, everybody's got his individual job description, and then there is his job description as he fits into the klal, as he fits into his group. So just like every person's got a letter in the Torah, and each degel had one letter of the name of Hashem. So there is my responsibility in terms of myself, my own individual work, and then there is my responsibility vis-a-vis what he called the general populace, the klal, right? My degel, and the degel are all part of all of klal Yisrael, right? So a person would call the deepest desire of a person to know what he's supposed to do. That means, what am I supposed to do in terms of myself? What am I supposed to do in terms of the environment, the immediate environment, like degel, what am I supposed to do in my family, in my community? What am I supposed to do as a member of Klal Yisrael? And what's my responsibility for that? So I got my own personal responsibility to do what I'm spent to do. right? Why he sent me down here. And then part of that is also how does that relate to what he calls to the system called my immediate system, my family, my community, my city. Yeah. And then the global system of the Jewish people. What am I supposed to be doing? Again, the flag is representative of it, but he quote again, because remember,
trying to make the connection how we're supposed to see these things. Normally we don't,
because the flag, there's the flags that don't mean anything. We're talking about a flag with a name, Hashem's name is formed through it, right? Again, remember, quote, it's not that piece of material that's doing it. It is what he called the concept that's being represented. We are carrying the name of Hashem. Just like what he called the Ramak says, that the vehicle for the Shechina in the world are the Jewish people. But he talks about the concept of Sina Shechina. He says, because when there's period between the Neshamos, there's no place for the Shechina to rest. Because the vehicle, the carriage, the chassis of the Shechina in the world are the Jewish people. So when each flag, as it were, each grouping of three is carrying one letter of Hashem, Hashem, it means that we are carrying Hashem's name in the world. So now let's address for a scooch, right? Address for a scooch the idea of the matzeva. We said before that the last matzevas that were used officially, again, those matzevas were meant to be parallel to our being mitzatzev, standing firmly ready for our job description. And the matzevos, the monoliths that were erected, right, were meant to be further giving, concretizing that concept.
The root is the same word?
Yeah, matzeva. Something that's standing tall and ready. It says, "Lo tfakim l'cho matzeva asher sanei Hashem lokecha." That's in Dvorim Perek Tzayin Pasuk Chav Beis. There's an Iser to put what he called like these monoliths up to use them as service. Right? You can put up a matzevos on people's kvarim, right? Put a matzeva in person's kvarim, a kever. But as a means of avoda, we don't do that. Use what we call matzevos anymore. You're not allowed to. Only a mizbeach you can use. Right? So the hamik
something tall
to what he called to pour onto what he called like to pour like what Yaakov did. He poured a kilo of oil on top of it as an act of service. I mean, again, we have to understand what's the significance of that. The korban we understand a little bit better, right? The korban showing everything belongs to Hashem. In the matzeva, so I'm pouring something on, put oil. Like, oil is always something which is higher, from a higher system, because it always floats to the top. Shemin, right? Zol milos shmona, beyond the world of Teva, pouring onto it. What exactly is the service of the matzeva that has become hated, right? And now only we can use is a mizbeach, we can't use a matzeva. So that we can call it do not erect a matzeva that is now hated by Hashem, right? She says the Hamek Dover says in Tziv, Asher Sonei Hashem Lekecha, Kipirish Rashi.
That's a negative mitzvah?
Yeah, it's a prohibition.
Ever since
Matan Torah. Ever since Matan Torah. Yeah, it's part of one of the 365 prohibitions. He says, Asher Sonei Hashem Lekecha, says the Tziv, Kipirish Rashi, the Afagav Shehaisa Huva, even though it was beloved in the days of the Avos, Bimei Avos, we got Moshe Rabbeinu, Hemi, Yud Beis Matzevos, and Moshe Rabbeinu, even Har Sinai, right? Prior to receiving the Torah, he put up 12 Matzevos. Akshav Sneya, or Sonok, Me'akasha Asua Chok Lavodah Zorah. But now it's hated in the eyes of Hashem. Why? Because the Ovi Avodah Zorah made it into part of their, what do you call it, part of all their avoda. They use these matzevos. V'lon izbayer adayin maishna matzevim imizbeach. Shari makrivim zvei avodah zorah mizbeach kanke. The pasuk doesn't really explain. They use the altars also. Why aren't those also not, what do you call it, unusable?
Which was the one they used for?
Right, they use both. They use altars and they use matzevos. So all of a sudden, altars are still acceptable, a mizbech is still acceptable, and a matzeva is no longer acceptable. Why? Ki yichsiv kam apam, ki yis mizbechosam, titotsun, l'chadome, we see this in Eastern, you would recall the Ovid didn't just use matzevas, they used mizbech. Aval kvar b'yarnu b'sefer shmos l'amadal yigimel, di mizbech lo nagu umos olim el ha'krova. It's a very interesting thing. The what do you call it? The mizbeach was used for hakrova. been lack of a korban.
Right.
It was part of the process of avodas Hashem or avodas zarah, lahavdil, right? Ben atorah latamei. Behind him is shamshei avodas chacham. These are things that you used in order to show your worship. So we use them as be'ah, right? To show our good quote that everything belongs to the Ribbono Shalom. And the Ovde Vodazara, they use their Mizbeach Lahavdil, Nefevadolos, right? Good quote, to show their service to their Vodazara, right? Masha'enkin Matseva Hayagam La Avodas Kochavim Mamish. The Matseva, good quote, became part, not just part of the service, they worshipped the Matsevos. They worship the Matsevos. They worship the Matsevos. It wasn't just, it was a place to show their service. Just like you use the altar to show your service of whatever deity you have to be worshiping. But they transformed the Matsevos. I mean, I don't know what took place in Stonehenge, right? Yeah? But they transformed many times these erected stones into an Avodah Zarah itself. They worshiped them. So now the question is, the last question on the line, the page, is Madua Matim la Matseva Bedafka Mizbeach Lafok Lios Avodah Zarah Mamish. Why is that? Why is it that Dafka Matseva was transformable into an Avodah Zarah itself and not a Mizbeach?
How?
Oh, why is that? So now, in Eof, Sefer Eof, right? In the first parak of Eof, Eof's whole story, all his Nisayon started on Rosh Hashanah, right? It says, Vayayom vayavo b'nei Elokim lisiatzev, once again, lisiatzev, al Hashem, vayavo gam asatan besocham, right? All the angels came to be lisiatzev, al Hashem, once again, the same verb, lisiatzev.
How does it fit in with you?
This is what he calls describing what's taking place in heaven. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, he describes what he calls, they gather and what he calls, stand ready, right? To do what? Let's see. And also the Satan came. Also the Satan came. He didn't come with them. He came, what he called, but he also came. So the Malbim says over there in Eof, he says, Al-Pizeh Kotsa B'nei Elokim, Shehem HaKokos HaNimtsayim B'chol HaBriya, the Malachim, the B'nei Elokim and the Malachim. They are the emissaries of Hashem. Right? They are a part of Kol Yochel's household. Masa Yodav. Ubo Lisyatev al Hashem. And they gathered there to stand in readiness before Hashem. Shemitat Yehu Hashem Mahavu Mamzi Kol HaMetzios. Since Hashem is the source of all reality. Yisyatevu B'nei Elokim. They stood there in readiness. Vakochos Kulamo. Kikium HaMetzios Yibriya Masmedes. They're the ones who were called, who are shlichim to continue creation.
The Malachim
are Hashem's emissaries. So the Malach there, who's in charge of the laws of thermodynamics or whatever, what do you call it? Or the Malach is in charge of what do you call it, of these hashpos of the world. He's there, and this one, they're all there, ready to receive their marching orders.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're all there, ready to receive their marching orders. And the Satan also comes. Satan doesn't, he's not part of continuing the vibrancy of the universe. The Satan, as the Malbim explains over there, he derives his nourishment, as it were, not from the orders that Hashem gives him in terms of the continuity of the universe, but he derives his nourishment from all deficiencies in the universe. Sin, right? Right, that's where he picks up. He picks up on deficiency in the universe. That's where he derives his nourishment from. But right, in terms of the Malachim are all there. They are the ones who are going to continue Hashem's what he called creation. They are his emissaries to do that, and that's why they're all misyatev in front of him, right, to receive their marching orders. So we see in the English here, the Malachim are misyatevim before Hashem to receive their marching orders to carry out the Creator's hashgacha. That's they're there. They're there. He shlichim to receive record. This is what I want you to do. Klal Yisrael, before Har Sinai, were arranged like the Malachim, because they said, that's what they said, we want to be, right? Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu arranged them around Sinai, and then afterwards they asked that you continue to travel through the desert, like the encampments of the Malachim, right? You know what I'm saying? Right? The marching orders, right? We're carrying Hashem's name, just like the Malachim and Shemaim are carrying on God's will, we want to carry out His will down on earth. So that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu arranged in that way at Sinai. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu would call, that's why they requested to travel through the desert like that. and they wanted to continue this role, right? And it's Mishkan, right? And their arrangement at Sinai was accompanied by matzevos, because that's the essence of their, what do you call it? That's the essence of what they were trying to do, the Jewish people, right? Moshe, because he put the matzevos right 12 there, because that's the essence of who they were. To be nitzav, to stand there, just like the malachim, stand there ready and waiting. What is my job in this world? Give
not
me
the,
my job.
Not the
dagels. Well, they were arranged in the golem again with the letters of Hashem, Hashem perceived, and their stance is a stance like a matzeva, right? Firm, standing, ready. And the matzevos, etc., matzevos, were representative of this. They were representative of this. The avos, we're over to Hashem. This is my thought here, record. I didn't see anybody who says it, but I think this is what he got. I think this is chat. The avos were over to Hashem using matzevos. Why? To show that they stood at attention before the Bore to carry out his bidding in Olam Hazeh. Because they used the matzeva. Why did they use the matzeva? Matzeva kilu is being anointed with oil from above. That's the derech of the avoda of the matzeva. You pour the oil. Kilu, I'm receiving your, what do you call it, your shefa, I'm receiving your directions from above, and I am standing ready to do your job in the world. The malachim are misyate before Hashem, the avos and klais are ready to do their misyate before Hashem, and they use as a means of avoda, the matzeva, because, what do you call it, because they want to show we're standing ready to be over Hashem. What the idolaters did, they turned the matzeva into an avodah zarah, because we said just like the malachim are misyatzev, they're standing and ready, and they turned the matzeva into an avodah zarah. We want to serve the secondary forces that are standing ready, right? Because we figure we can manipulate them into giving us what we want. So they turned the matzeva, the concept of matzeva, they turned it into an avodah zarah, because the matzeva is representative of the malachim, who are standing ready to do Hashem's bidding. But I don't know how to serve God. That's much too distant for me. I'm going to serve his emissaries because I know I can find out ways to manipulate them. That's why I became hated. But nonetheless, we see the concept of what the matzeva is and what being misyatzev is, standing ready for the job description. Again, sometimes you find it in negative senses, we said as well. But recall, always vis-a-vis Hashem, it's standing there ready to do Hashem's marching orders. What day describes the Malachim standing there? Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Targum says.
Rosh Hashanah was the day that the Malachim were standing ready
to get their marching orders. And that's when the Satan appeared and said, what he called? He said to what he called, God, Hashem says to the Satan, they were Sefer Eov, have you seen my servant Eov? Right, he's Ish Tam V'Yashar, right? What do you call it? Yireh Elokim V'Sar Meira. He's got all these qualities. And the Satan says to him, you see him has all that potential, but you know what? If you make his life miserable, you'll see what how he'll react to you. Right now, his life is peachy cream. Peaches and cream. Yeah? Everything's perfect for him. So that's why you see him, but if you let me, what do you call it, put him through the ringer, you'll see that his reaction to you won't be the same. That's the way to say for the stars, basically. And what did that take place on? The Targum says, "V'hav b'yom v'dina bereishata." Right, this is the Targum in that same passage we saw before. It was the day of the din, Rosh Hashanah. So now, let's come back to Nitzavim and let's come back to Rosh Hashanah. The Nitziv says on our parsha here, "Atem Nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem lo'kechem." You're standing. Says the Netziv, the Hamek Dover, in our parsha, in Ebiarnu Le'el, right, what do you call it, in Perak Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, in Sefer Dvarim, Inyan Mikra Zeh, what's so special about this, they're standing there before Hashem? Why does it just say, Atem Nitzavim Kulchem, you're all standing there, it has to say, Roshechem, Shiftechem, right, what do you call it, yeah, the Pasuk, what was the Pasuk, the very first Pasuk here, right, it says, Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kulchem, just stop there. I'm just saying what he quotes. The Nesiv is asking the question, why? Nesiv, right? We're over here, but I'm saying this is the core passage he's relating to.
Yeah.
Stop. You should have said just stop there. But instead it says, Roshichem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem, Shotrechem, Kol Yish Yisrael, Tavchem, Neshechem, Gerecha. Goes through all the different levels. Different levels, different types of people. Well, what for? Just tell all of us. So it says the Nesiv, back on page 2. Right, and this is Netziv, he's referring to what he said earlier in Dvarim, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. He says, "But Parshas Atem Nitzavim, היום כולכם, ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם ושורתיכם, כל איש ישראל, תפכם, נשיכם, לעבר כל ברית השם, לכל, מה מיקרא חוצר? What would be so bad? You just said כולכם, period. והכל בכלל, אלא, he says, בשביל של כל אחד, בריס בפני עצמו. Everybody has a בריס, their own individual בריס with השם. ומה ששואל הקדוש ברוך הוא מזה, אינו שואל, שואל מזה. What Hashem asks of one person, he's not asking for the next person. וכמעט שעושר לכס השנייה כאשר יבואר. השניס, yeah? לקט השניס כאשר יבואר. Everybody's got their own job description. Everybody's got their own job description. And the Netziv says, the reason why it says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, today, right? Just say Atem Nitzavim, of course he knows the request today. He says, because there's another time that we're all Nitzavim in exactly the same fashion. And that's on Rosh Hashanah. We're all, right? Every Rosh Hashanah, we're standing before Hashem, just like we stood at Matan Torah, just like we stand, what do you call, we stand, it stood in it before we went into the Bris, here in our Parsha. The reason it says, Hayom, today, to tell you that today, it's unusual because it's a regular day. It's not the way day that happens every year.
Well, so you're saying like Eov, they were all Melachim were right. Standard. They weren't just picking out Eov, they were actually
right. This is they're going to go through all of creation. All creation. What's going to be? What's going to be? What are marching
and
towards?
And Eov just happened to come up.
Right. Well, right. So this is what he calls. Yeah. I mentioned to the Satan, etc. I mean, it's a long story.
Uh-huh.
Right. So to also on every week Rosh Hashanah we are Nitzav.
Where's Avram Feather?
Right. That's exactly the question that's being asked. And everybody's got a different job description. That's what he mentions, says, and sees. That's what he mentions all the different parts of Klai Yisrael, because every individual has got his own unique job description. And that really is what he called the crux of the issue. The crux of the issue in terms of the din on Rosh Hashanah. Do I see myself as one of Hashem's emissaries on earth? And am I struggling to understand, using the Torah like we saw earlier, to use the Torah to try and understand how it is that my unique contribution to Klai Yisrael, doesn't mean I have to have a beautiful voice, or I have to be able to run fast, or whatever it is. Everybody's got different nurture, everybody's got different nature, and everybody's standing individually to the same, just like in our parsha here. He says, this is what took place over here, but it's the reason that Torah points it out is Hayom, is because it happens every year. When did it happen on Rosh Hashanah? This happened a unique day over here.
Oh, so maybe that's what he was saying about the book. It doesn't happen all the time that the Malachim get ready only in Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, I have to see what he called. But this is the question on Rosh Hashanah is, who do I see myself as? Do I see myself as an Eved Hashem? That's why we keep on saying Mamlech Hashem, Mamlech Hashem. The idea in Rosh Hashanah, that we don't do Vidu in Rosh Hashanah. Maybe I should clean myself up first. No, because first I got to determine, who am I? And do I know what I'm here for? And am I struggling to figure out what I'm here for? Am I struggling to be standing ready to be Mesiyatzeh before Hashem? Like with the Malachim in heaven, so too here on earth. Me and every other Jew. Me individually, because not my job description, not somebody else's job description. But me all together with everybody else. Right? Are we standing before the Borei Olam and saying, we're ready to do your bidding? That means the Avodas Hashem. That means the Kiyam HaMitzvos. That means to weather, right? Hashem should spare us, but weather the nisyonos of life, the tests of life, each person according to who he is.
That happens on Rosh Hashanah.
Every Rosh Hashanah.
For us down here.
Right.
Ready to do, stand for Hashem.
Right. The end of this section in the Chumash, right, the last part of this discussion of the Bris, is Nistaros Lashem Elokeinu, last three paragraphs here on page 2. Nistaros Lashem Elokeinu, right? The person's got to know that not only, first of all, the person's got to know that not only is he finding his own derech, but he's contributing to the klal. Right? In other words, like the Rambam teaches us in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva, a person's got to see himself, especially now, in these days, he's got to see the entire world in balance. Because the entire world is being judged. Is it ready to record? Is it focused towards, ready to record? Fulfilling and revealing Hashem's will in the world. So like the world is in the balance, they're 50-50, right? And I decide, when you call it, I decide, I'm going on vacation. I don't want to think about this anymore. I cause the world to go into oblivion. If however I choose, though, I'm ready to do it, then I've tilted the scales in the other direction. I tilted the scales, what do you call it, in the direction of, what do you call it, the world continuing. If I choose, what do you call it, I'm going to feel like, because the world's 50-50. All of a sudden, what do you call it, I decide, I'm ready, I'm being miscastic, I'm standing here, right? I recognize that there's a melech, I coronate that melech, I accept no other dominion upon myself. And because I am his subject, because I am his son, because I am his servant, because I am his subject, I'm standing ready to do with my unique nurture, with my unique nature, with my strengths, with my weaknesses to try and overcome, etc., to do his will in the form of Torah, mitzvos, avoda, maisin, tovim, amir ben isayim. And not only that, but we call, but I'm going to try and contribute to the klal as well, because each person's got a part of the klal, right? Each person, right? No man is an island. Each person got a part of the klal. So I'm, as myself, as an individual, as part of the klal.
Unless you're sleeping.
Some people are walking around sleeping. Right? Peripatetic somnambulists. They walk around sleepwalking. Yeah? So the final two things of the left in this whole section is Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu v'niglos lonos v'neinu ad olam. Right, this last recall, this last paragraph. Hanistaros Lashem Elokeinu.
We read all the other three paragraphs between
us. We synopsized it.
Which
one? Okay, right.
Last
Frasims? No, it's not Frasims. This is what you call.
Who is that?
This is the last pasuk in this section in the Chumash Shir Vayas here in Nitzavim. And Hanistaros, the hidden things of Hashem Elokeinu, v'niglos, and the revealed ones, right? Levanenu are to us and to our children, ad olam, forever. Lasos is called Divrei Torah Azos. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says,
this is the way we are for every generation?
This is what he called, this was when they entered into this bris, the bris, what we call the bris of Arvus. The din, the halacha, that let's say I made Kiddush, and you didn't make Kiddush, and you needed me to be motzi for whatever reason, right? I can make Kiddush again for you. Why? Because of Arvus. Because we're all connected.
Oh, well, how do you say Arba? How do you say the person is responsible for another?
Kol Yisrael are ravens, Zeh v'Zeh. We're all
the raven. Arvus.
Right. It's from here. It's from this pasuk. We became a raven. Pasuk Chavches. And here in Dvarim, right? This is where we became a raven. We became attached to one another. That part of my responsibility, my spiritual responsibility, is not just my fulfillment of the mitzvah, also your fulfillment of the mitzvah. Therefore, even though I fulfilled the mitzvah already, but you haven't fulfilled it, you need me. I can make the bracha. It's not a bracha of atala. But in this pasuk, right, it says, recall, the Gemara has the discussion in Sanhedrin, Machlokas Tanoim. It could be before we entered into Eretz Yisrael. So we weren't responsible for one another. One person does a sin, even though we know about it. So, what do you call it? I'm not responsible.
Up until when?
It could be. There's a machlokas tanaim here. Exactly. Before we entered into Israel and after we entered into Eretz Israel. According to one opinion, before we entered into Eretz Israel, even if you did a sin, God forbid, somebody did a sin, all right? And it was not. I know about it, but I didn't do anything about it. I didn't stop you. I didn't whatever it is. So I'm not held responsible. After we come to Eretz Yisrael, since we're a raven, we're attached to one another, if I don't do something about it, that doesn't mean I have to break your head, but I've got to figure out how to do something. I can't just ignore it, then I'm responsible for you. There's another opinion that says even more than that. That before we came into Matan Torah, right? Before we came to Matan Torah, and the Prophet said, before we came to Eretz Yisrael, a person did a sin, and I knew about it, I was responsible to fix it, right? To make sure he doesn't do it. But somebody does it in private, how much does he know about that? After I enter into Eretz Yisrael, even what he does privately, I'm responsible for. So they ask the question, how can I be held responsible for something I can't know about? Right? They ask that. So they say that, what do you call it, that perhaps if I'm responsible for setting up a system to make sure he doesn't do the sin in the first place, I have to be more diligent about it.
When were we responsible even if he sins?
what do you call it? Even if he sins in private, according to second opinion, after you come into Eretz Yisrael. After this bris. After this bris.
Listen, after we go into Eretz Yisrael.
We're responsible for if someone does sin. Right? If someone else has sins, but equal does, we bear responsibility for it.
But then further on, after the bris, we're responsible if someone doesn't.
Even to break this bris is just before they enter into Eretz Yisrael. This is the bris of entering into Eretz Yisrael. So we according to Tzabachos, Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda, I think, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda and yeah, Rabbi Nechemia, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda,
how are we supposed to know?
So they ask the question, how am I supposed to know what a guy does in private? If he says, it could be I have a responsibility, right, to, what do you call it, to set up a system to make sure that things don't happen, right? Because I can't say, you know, I'm not gonna worry about whether it's gonna happen or not. It happens afterwards, I don't know about it, let me worry, let me worry.
It's his problem.
Right, it's his problem. It's us to do that. When we do that, but he called, no, you have to set up a system to make sure to find out. It's like, you know, it's like what it says in Hilchus Yontef, last sim in Hilchus Yontef, it says, Bezdin are responsible to set up watchmen, right, along the rivers and in what he called, and in the gardens, the public gardens, to make sure people will get together.
What was this?
It's in the Shulchan Aruch.
Hilchus Yontef.
It's at the time now, what he called. Bezdin says, Halachim in Shulchan Aruch. It's Halachim in Shulchan Aruch. That Bezdin is required to set up a system to make sure that what do you call it, that men and women don't gather together, what do you call it, on Yontif, drinking, you know, by the riversides, or inside parks and gardens, etc., and God forbid conduct themselves in an immoral fashion. The Chemde Shlomo, that was in Warsaw, what do you call it, they were very turbulent times when he was a rabbi, even though we're talking about 200 years ago, yeah? Very turbulent times. But in any event, he went to the local government and asked of them to set up watchmen to make sure that the young boys and girls didn't get together in mixed groups, right, and start carousing in the public gardens in Warsaw. And he said to them, he says, it's important for you to do this because if we can't rely upon them to fulfill the words of their creator, how can you rely upon them to be upstanding citizens of Warsaw? That's how you got them, what he called. But anyway, the idea is that we have to bear responsibility for one another. It's my quote, because again, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi called Rabbi Nechemia. But what he called, but everything's been described over here, and that we're standing, what he called, ready, Miss Yatze, what he called, what are my marching instructions? What are my marching instructions as an individual? What are my marching instructions vis-a-vis the cloud? And I have to be committed to that. That I have to do what I need to do with my regard to myself, and if I realize I can't shirk my responsibility vis-a-vis everybody else, in stucco, in help, in what you call it, in being there for people, in giving them the smile they need, right, in looking out for people who are unfortunate, what you call it, et cetera, et cetera. I can't say it. Well, not my problem, right? That's how we have to be misyaktiv on Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah Hashem, we will. Mitzvah Hashem, avakziva chziva tova. Mitzvah Hashem, what you call all Jewish people, shav, what you call the good kibbutz yom.
According to your ability.
Each person, again. That's what the Netziv said, that each person, right, according to his ability. That doesn't mean you're selling yourself short. Right. Right. You're not, your job description is not to do something that somebody else is meant to do. Yeah. Right? But what you have to figure out what you need to do and you gotta do it. You can't say not me, what me worry, Alfred whatever you Newman. Right? You can't. Thank you. I appreciate that your concern for me. Okay. Baruch Hashem, we ended off on a happy note. Siva Tova.